National exit polls show Republican Governor Nathan Deal took 47% of Latino votes, while Senator-elect David Perdue got 42%. Compare that to the 2010 midterms, when Republicans nationally got about 34% of that demographic. Leo Smith heads minority engagement for the Georgia Republican Party.
When it comes to business opportunities and developing a personal economy, I think that, you know, our messaging really resonated.
Smith says the GOP did a lot of outreach with Latinos this year, speaking with community leaders, talking with Latino media, and using Spanish messaging. However, he concedes general exit polling isn't always accurate for minority groups and that the numbers may be a little off.
My hunch is that we're probably closer to about 40, but even 40 would be what a lot of pundits would have thought impossible.
To Sylvia Manzano of Latina Decisions, a Latino polling firm, those numbers are impossible.
A combination of small sample size, not actually doing very many interviews with people who are more fluent in Spanish than English, and then the composite of whatever the Latino sample is, wind up combining to make for a very flawed picture of the Latino electorate.
Manzano says Latino Decisions annual survey shows that. In a poll of 400 Georgia Latinos who'd either already voted or plan to vote this year, around 70% of respondents picked the Democrat in the two top ticket races. Manzano thinks that's a more accurate picture of how the state's Latinos are voting. But she says mistakes are made on both sides of the electorate.
The exits also show that the majority of Cuban Americans did not vote for the Republican candidate in Florida this year, and our evidence shows the contrary is true.
Manzano says it's not about party, it's about getting the numbers right. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.